This hour of Overdrive, powered by The Source. For expert advice on the very best holiday gifts, visit The Source and chat with one of their tech experts. The unofficial fifth line of the Leafs.
Training camp, I was like, man, even guys were coming up to me saying, you're flying out there. Why is that funny?
It's not. Go ahead.
No, it's not. You don't think
you're
the guys...
flying. You're just flying, yeah. Man.
You don't think a guy said that to me, do you?
I'd like to know who it was, and was he patronizing you? Was he being serious?
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Big night tonight. William Nylander back for the Maple Leafs. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. It starts at 7, the pregame at 6:30, so we've got to cram in 3 hours of radio in 2.5 hours.
No, we don't cram nothing in today. We just cruise 2.5 hours out ski. Let the tap man take over with a yes guy, no guy.
We could probably do our own yes guy, no guy.
Well, it is our segment.
He did steal that segment from us, yeah. But we'll let him have it today.
You know he's going to scissor kick the door down at some point.
One of these days, he's storming into the studio.
For sure.
I used to do the games with Tapman, and somebody on Twitter would toss out a yes guy or no guy. He'd be like, come on!
Guy.
Yeah.
Everything's guy.
Yeah.
Like, Taddy, it's like a condition that he's developed now. Everything ends with guy.
And he's got his own, like, emoji or whatever.
A guy.
He's got a guy.
It's just a guy.
Beats up emojis. God, does he beat up an emoji?
He loves an emoji.
Is it Bitmoji where you can design your own that looks like you?
Yeah, I think you can do that.
Yeah, because I tried to design one and it didn't work out so well.
Yeah, it's true. Like Bitmoji, then there's emoji, then there's emoticon. Yeah, are they all the same thing?
I don't know all of them. I just know that...
Who's having sex with the emoticon? They're all chickens. The rooster's having sex with them all. I just don't get it. I mean, it's very confusing. I used one. I'm not a guy who ever uses emojis. But I made a joke, I think it was to Steph, and it was a little... There was a gray area where I was a little bit concerned she wasn't going to get it or pick up on my sarcasm.
Did you do like a thumbs up or a wink?
No, I think I did the crying, laughing emoji face.
Okay.
Just so she knew I was goofing on her, but I don't remember what it was.
Would you call her lazy and then put the crying emotion?
No, I wouldn't do
emoji?
That. I leave that for you.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's depressing. My girlfriend plays this, I don't know what the game was called, but it's like real life characters. And she made her own character, like a Bitmoji. And she's like, said to me, I was watching hockey in bed, and she was like, do you want to be like my roommate? I'll develop your character. I'm like, I don't care. It's a stupid video game. She made me into this guy, pro barrel, like...
She did it.
I want her to send me the picture,
was
and
it
I'll
correct?
It was so embarrassing. I go, is that what you think I am? Short little stubby legs, a pro barrel.
Did it have, like, were you like a 5'2 grit grinder?
I'm going to get her to send it to me, and I'll make you guys look at it and see if it's a fair assessment or unfair.
Like, did it have a little bit of stubble in
it? I don't know.
Like,
it just was, it had this barrel, and I'm like, really? She's like, yeah,
Wranglers.
You got a bit of a barrel.
Okay, get her to send that. I need to see it.
Okay.
That would be classic.
I guess it's true, though, right? Like, if
you want it to look correct, you can't, like, cheat yourself. You've got to be... It almost forces you to be a little bit honest. Like, mine, I've got big ears, so I'd have to put larger earlobes on mine. And, you know, there's features that we all don't love about ourselves. If you want it to be correct, you have to be honest.
Yeah, it's true. There's one body part that would be interesting to get a read on how they would fill that one out. Just to be like, that's a reality check. I thought I was bringing the heat and the emoticon. Okay.
No, not so much.
That's the kind of message you're going to send? All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Speaking of sending messages, I guess Babcock, I don't know who he's sending this to, or maybe this was always going to be the case, but Nylander's playing with Matthews tonight. Fourth line, 10 minutes, ease you in, maybe nice. Second PP. No, puck drop, it's go time, and you're playing.
I don't mind that, actually. I said last night on SportsCenter, I'm like, third line, playing with Kadri and Kapanen. Push Kapanen over to the left wing, playing with, you know, that line would be have a lot of speed, a lot of skill. Then you'd have depth through your lineup. Not that you don't have depth through your lineup. And then play him on the second power play. Well, I think Babs is just bringing the heat. That's it. Top line with Matthews,
yeah.
And second, power play. Let's see what you got. Let's see what type of shape you're in.
And I'm going to see, the only thing I'm going to watch for, because this year, the stats, he probably is not going to rip apart the stats this year with the time he's missed, the games available, possible injury in the future, who knows. But I just want to see his work ethic and his consistency, because in the last 2 years, those have been a problem for Babs, and they've found him on the fourth line, because he's like, he won't go get the puck, he won't work for it when he has it, or work with it. So it's like, go do it some other line. So you want the big contract. Like, what a situation this guy is. Like, let's start with his salad. Not bad. Not a bad salad.
Yeah.
41 and change, just thrown in his jeans. First line right winger for the Toronto Maple Leafs with Austin Matthews. Not a bad situation. Now all he has to do is one thing. Work. And work consistently, because if he thinks the money and the hair and all the flash and dash is going to make him a legend in this town, take a look at Wendell Clark, Dougie Gilmore, Darcy Tucker. They're not legends because they got nice hair and money. They don't. People in this town don't care.
No, you have to perform.
Yeah. You got to work and be consistent.
Yeah, and he's got a great opportunity to do that, because even with all of the money and the contract talk and the stalemate between the two sides, he steps in and he'll be in the spotlight tonight. And for the foreseeable future, because we've been talking about what he does off the ice as opposed to on it, so we finally get to see some game tape, and let's see what you got. But we know the kind of player he is. You know, I think Ray hit this point pretty succinctly yesterday. He said, don't expect him to show up and start blocking shots and picking fights.
Right.
You're going to see William Nylander, a rusty William Nylander, but he is who he is. But just because of the contract and because of the stalemate doesn't mean it's William Nylander's team.
No.
He's surrounded by Matthews and Marner and Tavares and Riley and Freddie. And
he's like sixth or seventh on the depth chart as far as importance.
Right. And he's,
to be
he's
honest,
gotta,
and that's
he's
no disrespect.
Yeah. No, but it's the truth. I think that's a good situation for him.
Yeah.
He's not coming in to be a savior. He's just coming in to
be a part
carry
of the,
your weight, do what you're supposed to.
One thing, and I was going to chime in on Ray, we just took it in a different direction. We've seen it before. Remember Mike Komisarek signed the big deal? All of a sudden he had to be a power play guy and that. Komisarek got the big deal from being a stay-at-home defenseman who blocked shots and hit people.
Who signed him to that deal?
Oh, I don't know. Was it
JFJ? Either. No, I don't know.
No,
I'm pretty sure I know who it was.
Who was it?
Was it Nonis or Berkey?
It was Brian Burke that signed
okay.
that deal.
But
I was just curious.
Anyways, Komisarek was very effective in that role in Montreal. But he comes here, and he's making a lot of money, and all of a sudden he wants to change his game. And that gets back to your point. Like, I don't expect William Nylander to be dropping the gloves or running people through the boards. I do expect him to work hard and to play to his capabilities and his strengths, and that's skating and shooting the puck and distributing the puck. So, you know, that's David Clarkson felt like he had to be Wendell Clarkson, and he jumped over the boards, cost himself 10 games, never really got going. Different scenarios. I different players, I get it, different skill sets. It's just the mantra, and it comes back to Ray saying, like, don't expect William to not play like William. That's what you expect.
Absolutely.
And
no,
he's a good player.
No, he is who he is.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to change because of a new contract and no training camp or anything like that. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I got some props that I figured I could bring out. Maybe we do these with Ray. Do you want to do some props with Ray?
Yeah.
A lot of them are Nylander based, but also some of the...
We do them with Ray. It's basically the whole segment, though.
Well, we can rock them right now if you want.
Fire them
up. You guys in the mood for some props?
Yes, we always are.
Okay, so we got 54 games left for the Maple Leafs in the regular season. It's not all Nylander, but the props are pertaining to the final 54 games.
Okay.
54 games left. Total points for William Nylander over these 54 games, 39.5.
39 points in 54 games?
39.5 in 54.
I'm going to go under, too.
I'm under.
There's going to be an adjustment here, man.
Well, I think he's going to get lots of points, but I is yeah, there but a prop
the,
in there?
The X factor is this. The time and unit for power play. Second unit power play with 25 seconds to work with is not...
True, but the way Matthews is going right now, you tap... Like, what Kapanen did the other night, that's going to be Nylander. Just tap it to Matthews and let him put on a clinic.
I'm going to go under.
I'm under as well.
Yeah, I'm under. But, I mean, 35 points in 54 games would be great.
It's a great stat. Yeah, but I mean, you look at it. There's a lot of points being racked up league wide. Not only the Maple Leafs are putting up numbers.
Just everyone.
There are way more players racking up a point per game this year than in years. And Marner's doing it. Matthews doing it. Tavares is doing it. You know, Nylander, he has the capability of doing it. I think he will at some point in his career get close to a point a game. But we're all under. 14.5 total goals in the final 54 games for William Nylander.
20 last year, 22.
Can I go, is there such thing as barely over?
Yeah, like 15 would be barely over. It's not barely over, it's over. It's one or the other.
I can't really do the math. He scores 20 in 82 games, so I'm going to go under just by math.
Okay.
Run out of real estate, run out of runway.
I'm close. That's a pretty good number.
It's a greasy gambler.
Degenerate type number. I'm under. I'm just under. I think it's going to take a little while. We got a clip from Babcock that we'll play in a moment where Babs is claiming that this guy's going to be the freshest player on earth.
Could, and that's the thing. He could score two tonight and be flying.
But I'm not convinced. This is tough.
We'd be in here tomorrow talking about why are you having a training camp then? Why are people having training camps if you come in like
Paul, should the Maple Leafs have training camp?
This is the most dangerous situation. Here's a guy who's had zero training camp, been skating with a junior team. Not has he practiced full with his team?
No, he hasn't.
Okay. I'm actually somewhat surprised he's playing tonight. I thought there would be a
And he had a morning skate and is playing.
They were supposed to practice yesterday, and I guess the bus broke down on the way back from Buffalo.
Yeah, they had the Charlestown Chiefs bus.
You guys tell me that. I mean, what are the unwritten rules there? Could a bigwig be like, I'm Ubering it, I'm out of here? Like, could Patrick Marleau be like, good luck, guys?
Patrick Marleau could say, I got a helicopter coming to pick me up.
But would that be allowed? Or would they be like, you can't do that. We're in for a penny, we're in for a pound. Or could you tell the busy, like, sucks, man, but...
I made the bus stop in Long Island so I could go underneath and get my luggage to get a couple of Shannon Tweed DVDs to put on...
And Shannon Tweed.
It's like softcore porn. They were my favorites. And the boys Shannon were like, anybody got a movie? I'm like, I got a couple.
That's what you brought on the road?
Like, we don't have to get it.
Did you bring a VCR? Where were you playing that on the road?
Because Shannon Tweed VHS tapes. Yeah. Like,
doesn't matter.
Gene Simmons' wife, isn't it?
Yeah.
She was amazing.
And she's Canadian.
Absolutely.
So the bus stopped, side of the road.
Yeah, I don't know. We've had bus malfunctions before. I'm sure there could have been. Now, it depends on if they had to send another bus or they just had a, like, I don't know the scenario. I just heard that the bus broke down. I didn't hear, like, what happened. Like, did it break down for 10 minutes or they sit there at the
my understanding
for 4 hours?
Just based on what I've read, it broke down enough where they canceled practice the next day.
So like guys got home a couple hours later.
It must have been in the ditch for a couple of hours, and they just said, all right, forget it. We're not practicing now. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
That sounds funny, but if it's really bad weather,
we had that in junior, a very scary scenario. Our bus on the highway coming out of Saskatoon going back to Lethbridge froze up. Like the gas line, everything. The bus just rolled to a stop. It was minus 40 out. And we had to walk a kilometer to this town, Rosetown. There was one hotel with 5 rooms. And our team had to... We would have froze to death.
Like, yeah,
this was before
scary.
Cell phones and stuff.
That's scary. But that's what I'm saying. A junior, you don't have money. You don't have cell phones. Every guy in that bus could have been like, here's cash. Let's get 15 Ubers and we're going home. Yeah. They could have. I don't get the impression like they did.
We should do a deep dive. See, that's what Masters should be writing a story on.
That's right.
Other than the Cats and the road hockey and all that. Write a story on what happened with that bus and do a deep dive on what these guys had to go through.
Did anyone pull a Bobby Big Wheel?
Exactly.
And leave the rest of the team in their dust and say, I'm out of here?
You think the GOAT would have...
That would have been outstanding if the GOAT was
the
one
GOAT
to big
stands
time
up and goes,
else.
I'm out of here, folks.
I don't stand in the ditch, boys.
Yeah, I'm out.
I've been on 2 World Junior teams, and I'm a first-round pick.
Hands up, he just says, I can see him doing that, too.
All right, back to the props. So Kasperi Kapanen has now moved down to the third line. He's on a line with Janssen and Kadri tonight. 24.5 total points in 54 remaining games for Kapanen. Over, under.
24 more points in 54 games?
24.5 the rest of the way for Kapanen.
Hmm.
He has 19 and 28 right now.
I'm under just because of where he's going to be position,
yeah,
potentially. Now, too.
We're all under here. It's crazy.
We are, but...
A lot of unders.
But, I mean, I think we're going to be wrong on a couple. We could be wrong on this scenario. If Nylander tweaks something, like, that's something that is a realistic scenario, that the pace is so high and that your body's not used to it, that you could tweak... you know, a muscle or tweak a groin or something, and Kapanen could go right back up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scenario that I would put a little star beside, unless you've got a prop bet for it.
No, I don't. I mean, okay. That's it. That's 24 and a half. We're all under. I still think he's going to get 20. I think these numbers are real close.
Yeah, he's going to get. They're going to get points. Like, there's
wouldn't
no
shock
about
me
it.
If these were overs. Auston Matthews 34.5 goals in the final 54 games.
What's he at now? 15?
He's at basically 49.5 for the season, if we were to go include his 15 right now and add to the 34.5 for this prop. Do you think he can hit 50 season?
I'm under. That's
And this guy scores every game.
Dude, this guy is so on fire right now.
Yeah, but
I'm going over the number.
Really?
You think he's
going
to get 50 this year?
I think, 34.5 in the next 54 games. Do you think he can do that? That's like a 60-goal pace, give or take, over 82 games.
As impressive as it is, I don't know.
I'm never going to bet
against the guy the way he produces goals, but I'm going to
now he's
on.
Got William Nylander playing with him. And
I think there's going to be a stretch there. It happens to every goal scorer, including Alex Ovechkin, who is the greatest goal scorer, could be of all time. He goes 6-7 games without a goal. And then he heats up and gets 10 and 12. Like,
okay.
I'm under.
All right. 74.5 points total for the team in the final 54 games. 74.5
What does
points.
That put them at for the season? What are they at? They're at 40?
That would put them at 115 points on the season if you go over.
They had 106 last year. 105.
I'll go over.
They're on pace for about 117, 118 right now.
I don't think they're going to be in a position where they need that, but I think they'll do it.
I'm just under. I thought they would. For some reason, I kept thinking 112 in my head this year.
Well, look at Tampa. Louis Domingue gives up 5 a night. They win 6-5. I read this morning Vasilevsky weeks away because they're not going to rush him back.
Yeah.
He's going to take all of the 6 weeks. And Tampa's on pace for 118.
I think they'll hit the ditch at some point, like Domingue.
I don't know. The Leafs are... I just think in the East, there's going to be teams, you know, some of these teams are kind of staying alive. Detroit stayed alive. I give them credit. Yeah. Ottawa's been staying alive.
Mm-hmm.
No team in the East is completely out of it, but I think come the end of the year, they will be. There'll be a handful of teams that completely fall off. The Leafs have done their California trip. I'm going to go over. I think they can get to 116, 117. I think they're going to fight for the President's Trophy, and usually that's around the high teens, you know, 117, 118. Patrick Marleau starting on the left wing tonight with Matthews and Nylander. The final prop, 54 games left. Over under 26.5 of those games, Marleau starts the night on a line with Matthews and Nylander.
No, I'm going way under that. I think Kapanen is a perfect fit on that left side.
So why isn't he going there tonight?
I don't know. Patrick Marleau, and it's no disrespect to him. What is he, 39?
Yeah.
He's just played a zillion games. I don't think he needs
It's about the young kids.
It's like, let this guy just be a secondary guy and let him do his thing. Let Kasperi Kapanen fly up and down the wing and go get the puck to Matthews and Nylander.
I think they want Kapanen to
pump the brakes a little bit.
Slow down a bit.
Yeah.
Well, then that's idiotic.
I know, but listen, Kapanen has to go through everything else. Mitch Marner at some point or last year was playing with Matt Martin. William Nylander did it. Like, there will be a time where Kapanen is going to get the Babcock jolt too, just because of inconsistency or he didn't like what he sees. That's what Babs does with young players to make sure that they're better moving forward, more well-rounded. I can see Kapanen moving around that lineup. I can see him playing on the left side, but I don't think he's going to play 30 games on the left side with Matthews.
I think Janssen is an option at some point there, too. I think there's three guys. I don't think Marleau should be there all year, but can he play half the remaining games?
Thing is
I'm going to go under, but just under.
Yeah, like, why does he, at 39 years old, the mileage on that, want that matchup? Top-end defenders
and
grinding it out. It's like,
yeah.
No.
And Matthews and Nylander are going to be like, whenever you're ready to go get that puck, give it to us, and we're good to go.
Yeah, I'm over on that number.
Okay. Raptors with a big win last night and T-Mac was getting love, Chris Bosh was getting love, Kawhi went off again. All these nationally televised games in the States. And we were talking about Valanciunas yesterday. His stat line in 18 minutes was off the charts. So get into the wraps. We were joking yesterday about the Jays in a news dump during the heater streaks that the Leafs and the Raptors are on. Ross Atkins held his annual luncheon with the print media yesterday.
Yeah, there was
and stuff started leaking out in the 6 p.m. hour. Yeah. And we'll revisit it. What he said about Tulowitzki, what he said about Stroman and Sanchez.
Pitchers, yeah.
You're not going to get it past us.
Yeah.
We are big J journalists here.
Yeah, hard
okay?
hitting.
Hard-hitting stuff. And Hines Ward coming up as well. We'll get into some NFL talk with Steelers legend Hines Ward. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. All right, so the Raptors with another win last night. Clockwork for this team. I saw ESPN posted something that the ratings for the game last night compared to the same night last year, which featured Golden State. Now, the Warriors were playing Charlotte, but...
I thought you were going to say something else.
The Warriors have been playing... You said that.
No, we were like, Charlotte.
Okay, yes.
Charlotte. But the game last night was like an 18% increase year over year in terms of ratings. So I don't know what that necessarily means for the Raptors and whether or not they can get more profile down in the States. It doesn't matter to us. We're not down there.
Right.
You know, we get every game up here, and the television production's always solid, and I've never been complaining about it, but I know the team has always wanted it, and it's always been a part of the conversation, this idea that they can't get any primetime games. Well, last night, I guess the ratings were pretty solid down in the States, and you can understand why. They're the first overall team in the league. Philly's an interesting team with Jimmy Butler and Embiid and Simmons, and everyone knows about Kawhi, and everyone talked about Kawhi all summer.
Right.
And you look at these big platform games in terms of nationally televised games in the States. Last night, Kawhi went off for 36-9-1 against Golden State. Last week, he had 37-8-3 against Boston. The loss in mid-November, he had 31-15. Early in the season against Boston at home, he had 31-10. This guy, it may just be a coincidence, but when the lights are on and people are watching,
he's doing
any,
well.
Is there any better kind of athlete or teammate or performer?
Exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what you want.
Guess what was the problem with the guy that he was traded for?
DeRozan didn't do that in the biggest moments. Now, right. During the regular season, I'm sure DeMar had some big, big nights.
I'm not talking about that. You know what I'm talking about.
Of course. Choking down the stretch and into the playoffs. And that's why last night, I saw some people peddling the idea that that was a big statement win for the Raptors. There's no such thing as a statement win in the regular season for this team. They're first overall in the league. They won 59 games last year.
Like, it kind of doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Like, Golden State, I'll give you
a statement in the playoffs.
Exactly. Golden State, I will give you. But Philly has no chops. They haven't done anything. They haven't won any playoff rounds or gone to NBA finals or won titles.
Right. They're just a good team.
They're a good team. But if Philly beats the Raptors, that's a statement for them, especially in Toronto. That's a big win. Didn't happen last night. No such thing as a statement win when you beat an inferior team that you're supposed to beat at home in December. You know, the regular season, the Raps have been regular season warriors for years. Let's see what you got in the spring.
Exactly.
That's a statement. You know, I'll give you the Golden State game. You win against Golden State, that's different. I think if you beat LeBron, it's different.
Right.
Outside of that, man, the Raptors can run with any other team in the league.
Mm-hmm. But it sucks because it doesn't matter if they win 55 or 62 games this year. It's what you do in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How many years did we say that about the Washington Capitals?
Same
President's
thing.
Trophy, whatever happened. Great team in the regular season, can't win.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. You won a big game against Pittsburgh in December.
Right.
They're going to get you come the spring.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's the Raptors have an opportunity to do that, but they're a very good team.
They're a really good team. They did it again last night.
You know what? In watching the warm-up, or not the warm-up, it's the introductions of the players come out. It's very cool.
Oh, they do a great job. The in-game production is off the charts.
The high-fiving when they're announced, but just the difference. Lowry, there's guys doing sit-ups and high-fives and that. Kawhi just comes out and high-fives everyone and just moves on.
He never changes.
He's so unassuming. I love it.
His disposition is the exact same all the time.
I really enjoy him.
Never ups, never downs.
Must be just a dream for a coach to not have the attitude.
There's got to
be ego there. Who knows if he asked Pop and we had him on, I'm sure it would be something different.
Well, I'm sure he's still got some diva going on to an extent. He's a superstar.
Different type, maybe, that we don't know about.
Yeah, exactly. But it's...
I like him.
It's definitely a change of pace.
Yes.
With him being the core guy, the main guy, very, very different pace. And obviously the results are outstanding. Raptors are now 21-5 on the season. We'll get back into that around 5:30. Rays coming up just after 5. Thursday night or tonight, not exactly a marquee matchup. Jacksonville, Tennessee. Battle of the AFC South. But the NFL season keeps rolling. We're getting closer and closer to the playoffs, and also closer and closer to a new league launching. The Alliance of American Football League is going to be opening up in the spring. And the head of football development joins us now. You probably know him as Pittsburgh Steelers legendary wideout, making his debut here on Overdrive. Here is Hines Ward. How you doing, Hines?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing pretty well, good, man. So tell us, what does this title mean, the head of football development?
Well, it's an opportunity for me to serve as an executive role, along with Troy Polamalu, Justin Tuck, and Jared Allen. I think having former players in those roles, really gives us an opportunity to create and implement policies to really help players succeed on both on and off the field. One, because we played the game. We know what players want. We've seen some of the hardships of players when they're done with football. So I think it's great that Charlie Eversall and Bill Polian gave former players an opportunity to serve as executive roles in our league.
When is this all coming about? I know the XFL has talked about coming in. Is this just going to be a flooded market of football? How are you going to try to gain interest and try to gain viewership in the product?
Well, one, I think it's all about what the product on the field. I think the credibility of the great minds that we put together collectively as a group. No other spring football in the history of spring football has the football knowledge that the guys that we're bringing. You bring in guys, the players will be guided by Super Bowl national championship winning coaches, Steve Spurrier. Of course, you got Mike Singletary. You got Mike Martz out west, Dennis Erickson, Mike Riley, Tim Lewis, Brad Childress, Rick Neuheisel. The list just goes on and on. Michael Vick is an office coordinator in Atlanta. John Kitna is the OC. So we got guys who actually played the game at a high level to sit there and give back to these leagues. And you take an example, take Mark Chapman, played at Central Michigan. He was a guy, he was the number one overall pick and this past year in the CFL draft. He turned it down to be a part of the Alliance. And I think the reason he turned it down to play in the CFL because he wanted that credibility. He wanted to be able to play in a similar style system as the NFL. You know, because let's be honest, you really, it's hard when you go into training camp, you just don't get the time to really develop guys during training camp because of all the pressure to win right now. So some players aren't really given that fair shot to really showcase what they can do. And we're giving them that opportunity to prove themselves on the football field. So, you know, we like to think of ourselves as a complementary league to the NFL. Other people may call it the minor leagues to the NFL. But there's so many players that get cut at the training camp, and they're just sit there and they're like left for, you know, they're just up in lingo because they don't really know what to do. They still want to play, and they still have goals and aspirations to make it to the NFL. Well, the Alliance will be able to provide that opportunity for those guys to get M reps, some quality reps, and put it on tape.
We're chatting with longtime NFL wideout Hines Ward. He's the head of football development for the new Alliance of American Football. It's an 8-team league, 12-week season kicking off just after the Super Bowl. And as you mentioned, a bunch of big names are involved, including yourself, Hines. And I'm just reading this, some rule differences between this new league and the NFL. No kickoffs, no onside kick. Instead, you get the ball on your own 35-yard line with a 4th-and-10 situation. No extra point. The play clock down to 30 seconds. As an NFL guy, any of these rules, would you like to see the NFL implement any of this stuff?
Well, I think the kickoff. You know, if you've ever been on kickoff or kickoff return or even onside kick, I mean, that is like kamikaze. You got guys running full speed and just colliding into the wall. You know, I think the league is doing all they can to try to prevent some of the injuries. So why not just take it out of the ball game, period, you know, for the Alliance. Eliminating kickoff and kickoff returns and onside kick will help do that. Now, we're still going to leave the kicking game in. Of course, the punt, you know, it's still going to be punt return, still going to be involved. You're still going to be able to kick field goals. We're just not going to make extra points. We want to speed the pace of a game, try to get the game in probably 2.5 hours for viewers and the fans watching, but also make it exciting to be able to go for 2 points every time. After you score a touchdown, I think it's going to bring some creativity to try to get that ball and convert on the 2-point conversion. So I'm super excited. I think fans want more football. Players who aren't given an opportunity want football, and the coaches that we have to be able to lead young men, that's the reason why they're in it. You know, I think all these coaches made good money over their careers, but the reason they want to be a part of it because they – still want to help develop these young guys and still have a passion to compete. So I'm super excited to be a part of it from top to bottom. We have the credibility. I really can't say for other leagues or whatnot, but I'm super excited to be working under Bill Polian, a mastermind who's kind of, I think everyone knows his resume. It speaks for itself. So to be under Bill and be a part of the Alliance with all these other great coaches, man, I'm just super excited. I can't wait
with Hines
to get started for training camp.
When I was prepping for you today, I couldn't believe it's been 7 years since you retired. And whenever we get former NFLers
on... Forget about Dancing with the Stars.
Absolutely. There's been a lot on the resume. But how's the body holding up, man, after that many years of beat downs and coming across the middle and taking hits? And you laid out a bunch, you know, too, man. But how's the body feeling?
The body's held up well. I'm feeling good, man. My wife and I, we still do... We go out and we still dance from time to time. We do a lot of Pilates to stay kind of loose and limber, but I've been very blessed. I've gotten everything I wanted out of football, 14 years playing with one other organization, probably the best organization in my opinion, with the fan base, still a nation everywhere. But then it just created so many opportunities. Like, I've done Dancing with the Stars. I've competed in the Ironman championships in Kona. I've done so many things throughout my whole career. And now the Alliance is giving me an opportunity to serve as an executive role. So I'm super excited, man. But the body's feeling pretty good. I'm extremely blessed.
Well, you mentioned the Steelers, and obviously they're doing it again. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they'll win the North. But I got to get your take on the Le'Veon Bell scenario where he was we're waiting for him all the way up until week 10. It was like he's going to come back, Didn't happen. I'm sure you're still connected with a lot of guys in Pittsburgh. What's that reaction like?
Yeah, it was a distraction, no question about it. I mean, to me, Le'Veon still one of the best running backs in the game. To be able to not only be a great runner, but a great pass catcher as well. And I look at his situation, and we all know running backs now. People don't really value the running back position because of the lifespan of the running back and, you know, the opportunity for them to get hurt on each and any given play. I just think Le'Veon, he's been very productive. He was franchised last year, and I think for running backs, he wanted the opportunity to solidify himself and really get his true value. To me, I think he's one of the top five players in the NFL. So it was a business decision on his part. And as a player, you can't really do nothing but respect that, because we all know in the NFL, when a team has no purpose for you, they just let you go. They cut you regardless of how many years you have left on your contract. So hopefully everything works out for Le'Veon. He gets his money. But, of course, I'm a little biased because I wanted him to help us win another Super Bowl. But I just think early in the season, it was a distraction. You heard some of the rumblings coming out of the locker room of guys talking about his contract and how much he makes. And we all know, there's an unwritten rule. You don't talk about another man's contract, especially in the NFL when contracts aren't guaranteed. So I wish Le'Veon nothing but the best. And I think it gave an opportunity for James Conner, a young kid who had to overcome a lot in his life through adversity with cancer and stuff. You know, it was an opportunity for him to make a name for himself. And I think he's done a tremendous job. So the Steelers can just focus on, move on from Le'Veon and just focus on the players that they have. I still, they have a great opportunity. When you have Big Ben and Antonio Brown and Juju, that's still a lot of firepower out there on the field to get it done.
Absolutely. The new league is Alliance of American Football, 8-team league, 12-week season launching just after the Super Bowl. He is a legendary Steelers wideout and the head of football development for this new league, Hines Ward. Great catching up with you. Good luck with this new venture, and thank you for doing this.
Appreciate it, guys. Anytime.
There's Hines Ward, who was a kind of a throwback wideout. Like, he racked up huge numbers in Pittsburgh and spent his whole career there.
Wasn't the biggest guy.
No, but he would lay people out. Like, if there was a fumble and it went the opposite way, this guy went into, like, Sonic the Hedgehog mode. Like, I'm going to lay someone out, which is always, it's legal, but it's so greasy in football when you get a guy who isn't prepared for it, or is never in that position.
Destroy people.
Yeah, which a lot of times it's karma, because the offensive guys are like, all right, I'm hitting you this time.
Right.
You know, you defensive players, you get a chance to lay me out all the time. Your guy picked up a fumble, you're going the other way.
I'm going to crush you. Vicious hits when guys aren't looking, just as a turnover, and they just start running, and then boom.
Like, the kickers get it all the time. The kickers are the worst.
They get scared for their life.
Well, yeah.
But sometimes they get hit. Like they're waiting for it. They're like, oh, this guy's coming down my leg. Boom.
Yeah.
And just get crushed by some guy, like a lead block where they didn't see it coming.
I mean, he has a point. I mean, is kickoff running back a kickoff, is that exciting part?
It used to be, but now, because they've moved where you kick the ball from, everything goes through the end zone anyway. It's just a waste of time. Like, you rarely see the same type of circus run back.
Once in a while you see a run back.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's
going extinct. They're going to get rid of it. I would guess in the next 5 years, the competition committee will come back and be like, we're wasting our time. Let's just put it on the 25.
And move on.
Too many injuries come out of it. He's right. These guys are just running a million miles an hour at each other, and they just bonk heads.
Yeah. Just destroy somebody.
It just can't happen anymore in 2018.
No.
Rays coming up just after 5. The Leafs in action tonight with Detroit and town. Puck drop at 7, pregame right here on TSN 1050 at 6:30. All right, Overdrive has a pair of tickets. Leafs taking on the Florida Panthers December 20th, and every day this week we will be providing the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And tomorrow will be the final clue, and then the phone lines will be open. If you call in first with the correct answer, you're going to see the game. Today's clue: this Maple Leaf scored 19 goals and had 68 points in a career year. His career year was 19 goals and 68 points. There's your clue. So we will be giving the final clue tomorrow and making that announcement tomorrow. Rays coming up in about 10 minutes. The Leafs are playing Detroit tonight. William Nylander making his debut. He's playing on that top line. Garrett Sparks going tonight. I like that move.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Every day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, I understand now it's built up as kind of a trap game, and Detroit's got a lot of injuries, but fact is, Sparks has got to start playing games. Anderson's faced 40-plus shots, I think, 3 starts in a row. You got a big
eight
one
out
in
of
Boston.
10. Well, I'm lying, because there's a couple 39ers, but, like, it's 8 out of 10 they've given up on the cusp of 40 there.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to play Sparks.
Absolutely. It's the right call. And then Saturday in Boston, he's fresh, you know? I like the call. And Sparks has to play games.
He's going to have to give you 20, I think, and he's given them, 4 so far? I think this is maybe his 5th start tonight. But so we'll tee that up with Ray just after 5. We'll get into the Ross Atkins quotes. He had a luncheon with the print media yesterday, and some of the quotes came out about Troy Tulowitzki, how he feels about Tulowitzki, Devin Travis.
I'm dying to hear that. What could he possibly feel about it?
Well, he knows. He basically said, listen, it's unlikely this guy sniffs out a full season without being injured. But they're challenging him. They're going to challenge him, and they should, on that guarantee. If I don't make it as a shortstop, I'm going home.
Yeah.
They're praying he retires and says,
and
keep
the money.
And his
middle finger will be directly in the air pointing at Shatkin saying,
but he's the guy who said,
I'm not going anywhere.
He's the guy who said
he was the one being a hero, but he's not going to be the starting shortstop. No, there's Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is the starting shortstop every day of the week. That's your future. You're not playing Tulowitzki, but you're stuck with him.
Statement promises in pro sports are worthless. You can ask DeMar DeRozan. There was just one made for William Nylander. If the you-know-what hits the fan, you're gone. Or it's this, it's that. I don't care what I told you before.
But it goes both ways. Like, Tulowitzki claiming if he doesn't play short, he's out. Okay. You're not playing short. What are you going to do? Guess what? He's showing up at the park every day and collecting checks. Of course he is, and they know that.
For sure.
Like, of all of the drag bunts by Anthopoulos, and they were worth it because they went to back-to-back ALCS, the Tulo contract in that acquisition must just drive Shapiro and Atkins insane.
That's a wall squat and deuce at the salad, and you drag it right down to the lasagna
tray. Guy's got, I think, 3 years left at almost 20 sheets. Like,
good for him.
Oh, like, well, it's not Colorado him. Signed the deal, and he didn't want to be traded here. And listen, it happens. But guy didn't play a game last year. Anyway, we'll get back into it in the 5 p.m. hour. The insiders, LeBron and Bobby Mack, both in here at 6 as well. We got a lot cooking this afternoon. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
This hour of Overdrive was powered by The Source. For expert advice on the very best holiday gifts, visit The Source and chat with one of their tech experts.